This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Thousands of people will be descending on the Kentucky Speedway to take part in Tough Mudder. It's an obstacle course challenge that its organizers say is the ultimate test of strength, grit, stamina, and teamwork. The event takes place on June 27th and 28th and features a more than 10-mile course with new and updated obstacles. Here to tell us about it is Barry Shaw, Operations Manager of Tough Mudder. Barry, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, hey, Mark. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Now, this particular event is held at the Kentucky Speedway, but you do these all over the country. What are some of the other places that hold Tough Mudder events?
I would like to say we're in all 50 states. We're not quite, but we're close to it. We hold between, the U.S. and Canada, we hold about 36 events each year. So those are spread about, I would say maybe 25 to 30 different states. But we also do events internationally. We've got offices in the U.K. And Australia as well. So it's definitely a good growing company. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a widespread thing. Where did the idea for Tough Mudder come from?
It was founded by a gentleman by the name of Will Dean. He's our current CEO. He basically came up with the idea when he was in business school in Boston and essentially pitched it as his senior thesis. And he was sort of laughed at a little bit in the academic sense, but of course went on to found a very successful and great company.
When and where was the first Tough Mudder held, Barry?
It was held in 2010 in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, this event raises money for the Wounded Warrior Project, which helps injured veterans and their families. How much money have you raised for the charity to date? And how many people have actually taken part in a Tough Mudder?
In Tough Mudder, So globally, we've had about 1.25 million participants.
Wow.
And that's over the course of 5 years. Yeah. And as far as the Wounded Warrior Project goes, we're obviously very proud of that association. We help to raise awareness for what is undoubtedly a very good cause. And through our participants, we've raised just over $7 million to date.
That's very good. What are some of the obstacles that people are going to face at the Kentucky Speedway version of Tough Mudder?
Sure. So I'm not going to give everything away. Of course, we want the experience to be somewhat surprising and kind of a day of experience, so to speak. But we definitely have some new and surprising experiences out there for people. They can expect King of Swingers to be out on the course. That's one of our new 2015 obstacles, as well as the Liberator. Again, another new kind of feature on this year's course. And then I reserve the right to surprise folks from there.
Okay, so you won't tell us about some of the other things that have some interesting names like Ring of Fire, Birth Canal, Shawshank, but you'll just let those be a surprise when people see this.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Who designs these obstacles?
So we've got different teams of people, basically employees of Tough Mudder, and one of the folks on each team is a course designer. So they typically take a trip out to the venue and explore the property and basically work to design a course which really maximizes the existing features of the property, but then also create something special and something that we know works very well for our participants. So.
What kind of work is going to go into turning Kentucky Speedway into an obstacle course?
So basically it's about a 3-week process. Folks basically arrive and begin all the work associated with clearing the course route, if any of that kind of has to be done, and then constructing all of the various obstacles. So it's about a 3-week build for us. And then we basically arrive typically 3 to 4 days beforehand to load in all of the event services, the sponsors, our vendors. So it's a lot of work, door to door. It's about a 3-week process, I would say.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me, Barry, of a military obstacle course. Are there any military veterans involved in designing these obstacles?
Yeah, for sure. I myself was actually in the Navy. I served mostly out of Japan, but we've got a number of other people here internally that specifically design the courses that do have military experience. One of our course designers was in the Marine Corps, and another is actually currently still a reservist with the Army.
Now, I've heard this described as probably the toughest event on the planet. Is there more demand from runners and other athletes these days for these kind of challenging endurance courses?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things that that Tough Mudder, you know, deserves to receive some credit for is essentially diversifying the experiential, you know, physical fitness kind of like events format. Right before Tough Mudder, it was really you had your choice of you know, a local kind of fun run, a 5K, whatever it was, or a marathon or a triathlon, and that was really kind of it. You know, and Tough Mudder basically came along and rewrote the rule book in a sense. So you know. It's not too surprising that there's now an entire industry that's kind of formed around us, and you know, there's no shortage of companies doing their own kind of take on essentially what Tough Mudder came up with. But all told, between all the different people doing this now, yes, there's definitely a much bigger kind of demand and target audience out there to really you know, get after in terms of providing great events for people to do.
Now, what kind of people take part in a Tough Mudder? Is it all various ages, all different types of, all different walks of life?
I mean, yes, in a sense. You know, how tough is tough is something that we typically talk about a lot internally. You know, it is a very tough event, but we certainly want to make it achievable for folks. I would say the sort of like average person that comes out, like the average customer that we have, you know, they're somewhere between 25 and 40, I would say. About 75% of our customers are male. And most people, about 80%, tend to sign up with teams. And that's obviously a very important kind of component of our brand and the experience that we offer people is that, you know, if you're trying to tackle Tough Mudder on your own, you know, you're going to have a hard time of it. It's definitely a difficult event. But if you show up with a team and you can rely on kind of support of those around you, it's definitely achievable, and it's something that, you know, people shouldn't be overly daunted in taking on.
So, what's the youngest you've ever had participate in this, and who's the oldest that ever participated in this?
We've had, yeah, great question. We've had people in their 70s, believe it or not,
wow,
complete the Tough Mudder. And again, you know, it wasn't so much a function of them being super athletes or anything like that. It was just that they decided to kind of challenge themselves and take something on using the kind of help of those people around them. So yeah, on the whole day, yeah, somewhere in the 70s. And then we've had 16-year-olds do the Tough Mudder as well.
So that teamwork element's really important. That's what makes this accessible for a lot of people, right?
Exactly. Tough Mudder is, it's not a race, but it's a challenge. And we think as a company that there's something universal in that kind of message. You know, people inherently like doing things together, and they like overcoming obstacles and achieving their goals collectively.
Now, like marathoners, Barry, have Tough Mudder participants formed their own community? Are there competitors that do several events a year?
Yeah, for sure. There's a very healthy and vibrant community around the events that we put on. In fact, we've given a name to it. It's called Mudder Legion. And those are people that that have done, you know, two or more Tough Mudders. And in fact, it becomes a badge of honor to kind of work your way up in the Mudder Legion by doing more events. We have different colored headbands, for example, that kind of demonstrate to the community how many events you've done. And, you know, it's just sort of like a easel, if you will, or a canvas that we've basically set out there for folks to kind of paint on.
But the object of this, it's not so much a competition, is it? It's not really a race, correct?
Correct, yep. It's not a race, but a challenge.
What kind of training do you recommend to get ready for this kind of an event?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing you can do is obviously some running. You know, the course, as you pointed out in your intro, is about 10 to 12 miles. So, you know, getting some running under your belt is probably a very good thing. And then in addition to that, we always recommend some upper body strength. Most of the obstacles basically involve combinations of, you know, strength or balance. So basically working on your physical agility and your upper body strength is going to be good throughout your training regimen.
So how do you know if you're ready to tackle a course like this?
Oh, well, I guess that's a question for everyone to look in the mirror and kind of ask themselves. But I would say if you put in, you know, some work and you've got a good team assembled around you, there's really no limit to what you can accomplish.
Now, I know you didn't really want to give away too many secrets and surprises about the obstacles out there, but is there one obstacle you can share with us that gives competitors the most challenge?
Yeah, I would say that's a good question. I mean, Everest, you know, for people that have done Tough Mudder before, they'll know Everest is essentially a quarter pipe ramp that you have to run up. we've made some changes to that particular design for this year that actually make it even tougher. And from having done one of our courses earlier this year, I can tell you that that you can't get up on your own. You literally can't do it. You need other people to kind of help you. So it tends to be the one that really provides a really, really great experience, because oftentimes what you end up seeing is, you know, strangers helping strangers. You know, it's not unusual for people to kind of camp out on the top and really spend, you know, 20, 30 minutes, even longer, kind of helping other people get up it. So it really tends to provide this really compelling and what we think is a special experience for folks.
Is this a good spectator sport as well? Can people come out and watch it at the Speedway and sit in the grandstands and have a good view of the competition?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have, you know, 5 years worth of experience at this point in thinking about the spectator experience. It is truly something that we think about separate to the running experience. So as far as Kentucky Speedway goes, you mentioned the grandstands. Ultimately, that's not going to be part of the property that we mm-hmm. utilize, but there will be designated spectator routes, and they're all color-coded with different signs to basically show people the way that allow spectators to kind of get out on the course and see the various, you know, the various action that's kind of out there.
You say this is more than a race, it's a challenge, but it goes even beyond that, doesn't it? You talk about there's a set of values that come out of this that you live out on the course and then you can live out in everyday life. Barry, can you talk about those values, what you want people to get from this event?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. That's definitely part of the message that we have out there for folks. I mean, I think it really comes down to teamwork and camaraderie and kind of putting, you know, putting other people really before yourself, right? It's truly a remarkable experience to kind of watch the action kind of develop at some of these obstacles and see some of the things that ultimately take place. You know, it's not unusual, for example, to see folks in wheelchairs out there being carried over obstacles. We had a blind individual recently at one of our events, you know, being kind of helped through the course by various team members. And when you start to see those types of things, you realize what it means to say it's not a race but a challenge. You know, and speaking metaphorically, the idea that folks are out there kind of doing this physically, it really translates into any area of people's lives. You know, these are truly universal messages about you know, setting goals for yourself, about putting in the work to achieve them, and about working with other people to sort of like achieve something that that you might have not been able to on your own.
Now, any idea how many people have signed up for the Speedway event yet?
Registration is still open, of course, but it looks like the event will exceed 8,000 people.
Wow.
So definitely a good size event, and definitely, you know, action packed.
Barry, thank you for joining me today.
Yep. Thank you, Mark.
Barry Shaw is operations manager for Tough Mudder, which comes to the Kentucky Speedway on June 27th and 28th. You can find a link to more information at wvxu.org.